This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. President Joe Biden says he will veto a bill to fund Israel's supplemental arms budget if it gets decoupled from funding for Ukraine. VOA's congressional correspondent Katherine Gibson reports.
Opposition to a new round of funding for Ukraine to combat Russian aggression is broader in the House, the lower chamber of the U.S. Congress. But in the U.S. Senate, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has been a key voice supporting continued aid to Ukraine.
Russia would love to see Iranian-backed terrorists in the Middle East weaken America and our allies. Iran would love to see a Russian victory against Ukraine that divides the West and deepens its own defense cooperation with Moscow.
Some Republican senators remain concerned, arguing there is not sufficient oversight of the aid and that the U.S. cannot indefinitely fund a war. Katherine Gibson, VOA News.
French police have opened fire on a woman who threatened to blow herself up and allegedly made death threats and spoke in support of terrorism on a train heading to Paris. The shooting Tuesday is the latest security incident in France, which has been on heightened anti-terror alert since a fatal stabbing at a school on October 13th. The Paris prosecutor's office says two police officers together fired 8 shots, seriously wounding the woman. What exactly the woman said is now the subject of a police investigation. The UN body formed to promote respect for and protect people of African descent around the world says in its first report that they continued to, quote, be victims of systemic racial discrimination and radicalized attacks. The forum calls for reparations, saying they are essential to rectify past injustices against people of African descent. The report was delivered to the UN General Assembly on Monday. This is VOA News. FBI director is warning about threats to Americans by events occurring in the Middle East. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is warning that Hamas's rampage inside Israel and Israel's response could inspire violence in the United States. Testifying before the Senate Homeland Security Committee, Wray gave his most detailed and ominous assessment of potential threats.
Our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives.
And telling Florida Senator Rick Scott,
one terrorist organization after another calling for attacks.
We should wake up.
It is a time to be concerned. We are in a dangerous period.
Ray says that threats could include homegrown violence as well as potential foreign terrorist groups acting against the United States and the West, both domestically and abroad. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have for the first time claimed missile and drone attacks targeting Israel. That draws their main sponsor, Iran, closer to the ongoing Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. The Houthis have been suspected in an attack earlier this month targeting Israel by sending missiles and drones over the crucial shipping lane of the Red Sea, an assault that saw the U.S. Navy shoot down the projectiles. This time on Tuesday, however, Israel said its own fighter jets and its new Arrow missile defense system shot down 2 salvos as it approached the country's key Red Sea shipping port of Eilat. The World Health Organization warns that disease outbreaks are rising in war-torn Sudan. Lisa Schlein in Geneva says it's having devastating consequences for millions.
Since conflict erupted April 15th, more than 4.6 million people have become displaced inside Sudan. This number, added to the more than 3 million who already were displaced within the country before the conflict, makes Sudan home to the world's largest internally displaced crisis. The World Health Organization warns the health system in Sudan is stretched to the breaking point and does not have the capacity to deal with the mounting health needs afflicting this enormous, vulnerable population. Lisa Schlein, VOA News, Geneva.
Just 4 at a time, visitors soon will be allowed access to a long-hidden space inside Florence's Medici Chapel, where delicate charcoal drawings sketched on the walls have been attributed to some experts to Michelangelo. The space was discovered in 1975 when officials were searching for a new exit from the Medici Chapel. The museum's then director believed that they were by Michelangelo, but the major scholars of his drawings dismissed the idea. A fierce debate continues to this day. Starting November 15th, up to 100 visitors a week will be granted access by reservation. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.